There's nothing like a recession, especially this one, to remind us that we have much to learn. For instance, those aforementioned AIG executives, poor souls, may soon have to learn to live without their million-dollar bonuses. As for the rest of us, well, the challenges are a bit deeper, the questions tougher, the lessons harder won. It's not surprising, then, that there's been a big increase in applications to community colleges across the country, and universities are welcoming people who never expected to find themselves in the hallowed halls. People like Kyla Hannington. She's in Nanaimo.
When I first graduated from high school, I went to university. However, I tell people that what I actually attended was the bar, and no, I don't mean that I became a lawyer. What I mean is that I went to university for a while, dropped out, started again, dropped out. When I eventually left, I had only 3 completed courses, a pathetic grade point average, and a lot of shame. For years, I felt horrible about dropping out. I knew better. I had never intended to be an adult with nothing more than a high school education. But life happened. I met a man, moved to a different country, had a baby, moved to another country, had another baby. The man and I split up, and with the babies, young children now, I moved back to Canada. We had no money. I needed a job, but I had no degree. I had spent the last 8 years as a stay-at-home mother. Before that, nearly a decade before, I had worked in a bagel shop. I felt woefully incompetent. I had failed at university. I had failed at marriage. I couldn't find work. We avoided homelessness only because I put rent checks on overdraft. We lived in a tiny basement apartment. Life was a mess. My concerns were immediate. Food, eviction, unemployment, trying to care for these children under extremely difficult circumstances. It was a long time before I dreamed of anything for myself beyond survival. But I got a job, eventually, making $10 an hour, 4 hours a day. And I worked hard at it, not because I have the most powerful work ethic, but because I was desperate. I had to keep the job. I had to do well. Eventually, I was hired full-time and worked there for a couple of years, grateful, getting raises, raising my children, moving us out of the basement apartment and into an upstairs suite. And then I got another job, making more money. I bought us a townhouse, and that survival mode I'd been stuck in began slowly to unfurl. At the start of the school year, the principal at my daughter's school asked if I'd volunteer helping the children put together a school newspaper. I agreed, and I loved it. In fact, nothing made me happier than being up there encouraging kids to write. I was happy to do it for free, but I got to thinking that if I got paid for it, I could do it all the time, not just from 8 to 8:45 on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Which got me thinking about university again. I hadn't thought about university in years. But I wanted to take charge of my life, to stop being cast about in the tides, to live the life I really wanted. Of course, I had no way to pay for university. I earned enough money at my job to pay for essentials, but we still lived hand to mouth. Maybe, I thought, maybe if I think about going to school a year from now, I can figure out some way to pay for it. But I was full of doubts. What if I started university and couldn't pay the mortgage, and we lost the house and became homeless, and the kids got taken away? When I had tried to go to university before, when I had no kids, when I could go to work in the evenings and weekends to pay for it, I had dropped out not once, but twice. I didn't want to set myself up for another failure. Hence the year to figure it out. I'd come at it slowly, so I was ready for it. Or, if not ready for it, I could always just decide not to go. And then, on January 4th, I lost my job. Suddenly, I was a single mother with no education, not much of a resume, out of work in a small city in a recession. I spent half the day combing the want ads and the other half with my head between my knees, trying not to lose my mind with worry. And then it occurred to me that I was unlikely to ever be as well off as I was at that moment, unexpectedly laid off at the beginning of a new year. I had $3,000 in the bank. Here I had been saying I wanted to go to university. Had a moment just been forced upon me, nudging me into a decision I'd just been too afraid to make. I called Vancouver Island University and went to see an advisor the following day. How can I get in right now? I asked, about a term that had started the day before. I sat in that office and I knew, with absolute certainty, that this was the best thing I had ever done. Even if I failed, what would it teach my daughters to see their mom go back to school? Something good, I was certain. Even if I did fail, even if I couldn't pay for it, if my daughters learned to try things anyway, despite the odds, to not be afraid, to go ahead and change their lives whether they are 15 or 50, then all of this, all of it, no matter what happens, will be worth it. The advisor gave me a list of things to do in the next 4 days, and I did them. And somehow, amazingly, I found myself 1 week after getting laid off, sitting in a university classroom, headed off for a Bachelor of the Arts in Education. Every class is my new favorite class. I have a huge amount to learn, and I love learning it. I still haven't figured out how I'm going to pay for it all, but I keep applying for grants. And I'm certain that when something feels as right as this, it has to work out. In the meantime, I'm living off of student loans and much optimism. And I don't feel afraid, or not very. I will not fail. I will get excellent grades. I will graduate sometime just before I turn 40. And I might be broke, but my daughters will see their mom throw her hat up in the air. For the Sunday edition, this is Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.